Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and it is my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm a little worn out. I'm a little tired. I probably shouldn't be here, but I couldn't miss another day. I had surgery on Friday, for those of you who hadn't figured that out yet. So they put my little elbow all back together. It was broken pretty good. They said, well, you do something. You do it upright, don't you? And I go, I guess I do. So they put a few pins in it and some wire, but no plates. So I got away without a plate. And that's a good thing because the little bitty elbow doesn't need a plate. Doesn't need a plate. So now we're recouping and we are exhausted from all the wonderful things that they do. Don't go to hospitals. You catch colds. My husband and I both have a cold, as if we didn't have enough to go on to be contending with. We have colds as well now. And I'm sure that we got that at the hospital. I wanted to share this with you this morning before we get started. It made my day. Several things made my day. I came in and I had several pieces of mail. And this one just made me smile. He says, Beth Ann, you may apply this donation to your needed equipment fund, or if you prefer, you may buy one of those lefty books to read while you are on the mend. Then, too, you may find a headphone putter on her device, if anyone makes such a thing. He said, use the money as you best see fit, and I will. But I thought, that sounds like something I would say, a headphone putter on her. And I do have a headphone putter on her. I brought him today. It's my husband. He's making sure that I stay upright today. So we are here today with you. Now, I have shared many times with you something that Ed from California, Missouri, has written to the editor. And this morning as I came in, he has another one. This is a multiple choice question. The choices are, number one, Donald Trump, U.S. President. Number two, Mike Pence, U.S. Vice President. Number three, Paul Ryan, Republican from Wisconsin, representative. And number four is none of the above. So, here is the quick multiple choice quiz for you. And let's just get to it here. When I see Mexican flags waved at pro-immigration demonstrations, I sometimes feel a flush of patriotic sentiment. Resentment. When I'm forced to use a translator to communicate with the guy fixing my car, I feel a certain frustration. Now, who do you think said that? A, President Trump. Two, President, Vice President Pence. Three, Speaker Paul Ryan, or none of the above. Let's go to the second one. Immigration reduces the wages of domestic workers who compete with immigrants. The fiscal burden of low-wage immigrants is also pretty clear. We'll need to reduce the flow of low-skilled immigrants. Who do you think said that? Was it President Donald Trump? VP Pence? Speaker Paul Ryan? Or none of the above? And the final statement. We cannot allow people to enter the United States undetected, undocumented, and unchecked. Those who enter our country's borders illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law. So who said that? Was it President Donald Trump? Was it Vice President Mike Pence? Was it Speaker Paul Ryan? Or none of the above? Well, Ed says if you answered them all with number four, you'd be correct. None of the above. In order, he says, the correct answers are, in order. The first one was said by Barack Obama in 2006. That would have been when he was still a senator. Now let me read it again. This is what Senator Barack Obama said. When I see Mexican flags waved at pro-immigration demonstrations, I sometimes feel a flush of patriotic resentment. Sounds a little bigot, doesn't it? When I'm forced to use a translator to communicate with the guy fixing my car, I feel a certain frustration. Yes, that was Senator Barack Obama back in 2006. Number 2B was Paul Krugman, a Democrat economist, Nobel Peace Prize winner, and New York Times columnist back in 2006. And what did he say? Paul Krugman said, immigration reduces the wages of domestic workers who compete with immigrants. The fiscal burden of low-wage immigrants is also pretty clear. We'll need to reduce the flow of low-skill immigrants. They're not saying that right now, are they? And C, we cannot allow people to enter the United States undetected, undocumented, and unchecked. Those who enter our country's borders illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law. That's a platform statement for the 2008 Democrat Party. It's amazing, isn't it? So Ed goes on to say, we are so concerned with catching the flu that we're overlooking a more serious illness, which is sweeping the liberal nation, Trump derangement syndrome. The only known cure is to move to another country. But you'll have to get behind the numerous actors, actresses, singers, sports figures, and liberal politicians who promised us they'd leave if Trump was elected. Oh well, just one more promise to improve the American and Democrat reneged on. You know, you could take any of these statements at any time. And it just depends on what they're selling on that day. That day, Senator Barack Obama was selling himself. He had his eyes set on the presidency, and he got it. Not once, but twice. And now for these very same statements, when President Trump or Vice President Pence makes them, they're bigots, racists, horrible, horrible people. But when Senator Barack Obama made it, it was okay. It was okay back then, or Bill Krugman, or Paul Krugman, I'm sorry. Sorry, Paul. Or the Democrat platform in 2008. Interesting, don't you think? Very interesting. Would you have guessed those to have been the case as to who said it? Did you get them right? He kind of stacked the deck against you. Ed's kind of like that. I told him I was going to share that on air today. I don't know if he's listening or not. I sent him an email and said I'll be sharing it on air today. I hear music. When we come back, do you like a parade? President Donald Trump is wanting to have a military parade. What is your opinion on that? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. there is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have a church listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm here. I'm crippled, but I'm here, and I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. I'm on the mend. Has to get worse before it gets better, right? Military parades. What do you think about the military parade? Do you think we need to have a military parade? President Donald Trump, I think I know why he wants to do this. You know, we've had mainstream media putting down our military for a long time. And I think he's just trying to bolster morale or something. But he wants to do this in D.C. And I just wondered what you thought about that. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I have an article here that it's coming from Wesley Clark. He's an Army general, Wesley Clark. He ran for president, if we remember, back in, I think it was 2008, I think it was. Anyway, he says it's a brilliant stroke of genius. You know, they always say that. It's a brilliant stroke of genius. He said, actually, the military would rather not do parades. They'd rather be doing exercises and practicing what they do best. But for morale and to let the American people see what we have and to instill some pride in who we are again. Anyway, just wanted to know what you thought of that. 877-895-5410. I kind of have mixed feelings about it. I don't see anything wrong with having a parade, but at the same time, I envision these parades that the other nations like North Korea put on, and I think it's a display that's not necessarily a good display. And so I've kind of wondered about that, because their army is more of a captive army. So anyway, what do you think about that? A parade. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. CNN and the mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, and all these, they just absolutely hate President Donald Trump. And they have hated him so long, so hard, that they are convinced that everybody hates President Donald Trump. Everybody. So it's a little shock and awe, when they're interviewing some people in Iowa, of all places, Iowa. And CNN's Martin Savage, he visited Iowa and he interviewed supporters of President Donald Trump. And the panel of four, these supporters, Trump supporters, consistently expressed doubt about the Russian collusion investigation. They do not trust the FBI. They asked them if they did, and they said, heck no. I've cleaned it up a little bit there for you. Heck no, they don't trust them. And I think we all feel that way. We know that the ones with the boots on the ground aren't the ones that that are the political pawns. It's the ones in the administrative positions. But it seems to shock these people when they find out that not everybody hates President Donald Trump. Not everybody hates him. They said, the one guy, the one on the panel said, President Donald Trump is exactly what I elected. He's doing exactly what I elected him to do. That's what I wanted. He's doing what I wanted. I mean, I could just hear the gasps. Hear the gasps in the room. It's pretty clear from that conversation and from others that I've had with Trump voters that many of them believe the Russia investigation is nothing more than a political scheme that was fabricated and now is being perpetuated, by Democrats and others who simply can't accept the fact that Donald Trump is president. This isn't the first time that CNN has seemed surprised by meeting Trump supporters, Trump voters. In January, Democrats who voted for Trump were interviewed by CNN, and most of them gave him high ratings, with one person saying he is doing wonderful. He's staying on task. Well, I'm not sure what you think of that. I think he's trying to stay on task. I think it's been very difficult because he's had to deal with a lot of obstructionists there in the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. Susan Rice, she must be a very lonely person. She had to send herself an email just before the inauguration. Susan Rice sent herself an email. And looking back at these emails now, we can see that they are, even at that time, they were putting together their frame-up against the president. It says here, an email, former National Security Advisor Susan Rice wrote herself moments. She wrote herself moments before President Donald Trump's inauguration is yet another example of how the story behind the Obama administration's efforts against the president is unraveling. And this is coming from Newsmax. Let's see, we have Gary from Missouri. Gary, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Beth Ann. I'm sure sorry to hear about your broken arm and
thank you.
Fighting the flu. Seemed like we've all had it pretty good this year with the kind of crazy weather, and the flu shot not do us any good. But no, if you don't mind, I'd like to comment on the parade. For Trump, you know, I'm trying to back Trump as much as I can because I think he's, you can tell he loves this country.
Yes, he does.
But, you know, I'm a veteran and I see my share of parades, you know, and, you know, they have air shows around the country.
They do.
And we, you know, they have plenty of displays there, and I think that is one thing that we really don't need. We don't need to spend the money for whether it's security and moving equipment around. And whatever something the United States tries to do, it's got to be more expensive because of the bureaucracy. I'm sorry. Like I say, I'm trying to back Trump.
Well, see, I kind of feel the same way, Gary. I kind of feel the same way. I don't think that it's necessary. It's going to be expensive. Because he wants tanks included, he wants armory included, you know, he wants all this and that included, you know, show our wares out there. But I have a little problem with that, and sometimes things are best not shown.
Right.
Except when we have to show them.
The things we would like to see, we can't see because they had to keep it, well, out of view from anybody. But most of us, if we've been in the service like I have, I've seen it all. I've seen the air shows, and the air shows are excellent for whether it's tanks or aircraft or whatever. And like I say, I'm trying my best to back the president, but this is one thing I don't think we need.
I don't think we need it either, and I think you probably agree with Wesley Clark. He thought it was a good idea as far as boosting morale. You know, I think our military gets kicked around an awful lot. I think that's what he really wanted. But I don't think we need to bring out the tanks and all this. You know, we've got some tremendous bands and choral groups that are from our service, our military.
I don't mind them
putting on a little concert or something, but, you know, I don't think we need to bring out the tanks and display them up and down Main Street there in D.C., but that's just me. I don't think it's going to do any harm. It's just going to spend money we don't have.
Well, this debt we're in right now, it's got me scared because they're going to have to eventually either write it off or they need to be honest with people and quit just spend. But that's on a different subject. But I hope that opinion, you know, helps in your program.
I appreciate it. It helps tremendously. We have another caller. We're going to hold off. Rick, we're going to hold off for you. We'll be back here in just a few seconds. Question is, do you think we need a military parade? Did you get the multiple choice questions correct at the beginning of the show? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
A Moments from a Founding Father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSE Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go straight to the phones. We've got Rick from New York. Rick, how are you today?
Yes, good morning, Beth Ann.
What's on your mind today, sir?
Well, I'm sorry to hear you picked up a nasty bug and broke your arm to boot.
Yeah. It was the arm broke first and then the nasty bug.
Yeah, well, it's all the same, though, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, it hurts to cough.
Yeah. Hey, I was calling about what you asked the question about whether or not the soldiers should march and
parade.
My mom and dad were both in World War II, and then my mom got stuck in Korea. And while I think they marched into war. And I don't see why if the volunteer army volunteered to march, minus heavy equipment and all that stuff, but just the soldiers themselves, I wouldn't see anything wrong with that. And, you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of that way, too. I don't think we need to bring out the heavy artillery and all that, you know, the tanks and stuff. I don't think we need to put that on display. But I'm okay with the marching bands and the chorals and choruses and stuff. I mean, we've got some tremendous talent in the military besides keeping us safe.
Well, you know, they march in small squadrons during Memorial Day parades,
yeah.
and 4th of July parades. I mean, you see them in the parades, you just don't see them in number or force, but they're there.
Right, I agree.
And if they're not, you know, they're, even if they're not in uniform, a lot of them are, you know, they're, you know, there's a lot of vets out there, and myself included, that we're not in uniform, but we march.
Right. Right. Well, thank you for your service, too, by the way, Rick.
Yes, you're welcome.
I appreciate it. I'm going to let you go. We're going to go on here. I want to talk about this a little bit more. You know, Susan Rice sent herself an email, and it's another confirmation that they were already plotting something. And she sent herself an email. Okay. You realize they lost more than an election. That's what this is all about. If Hillary would have won, it would have been okay. And several of the Republicans, had they won, it would have been okay. But not President Donald Trump. Why do you think that is? They lost more than an election because they lost their foothold. And they are scrambling hard and fast and furious, to coin a phrase, to hold on to that. To hold on to the socialism, to hold on to the bureaucracy, that deep state. They've got a racket going, people. They've got a racket going. So you can see that they lost more than an election. They've lost a foothold. And they're not willing to give it up. If you remember, early into the presidency, Bannon and Rince Priebus were talking. They were on stage. They were trying to make a point that they could get along. And Bannon made a statement. They're not going to give you your government back without a fight. And he's absolutely right. And that's what we've been witnessing from that day henceforth. I mean, it's just been one battle after another. Russian, Russia, Russia. And now it appears that the real Russian collusion was the Russian collusion. The phony, put together collusion of Russia. Don't you reckon that they're just out there laughing at us, Russia? Putin's getting a big kick out of this, I'm certain. I'm certain. So Susan Rice, she sent herself an email, and it confirms that what they were doing was plotting against the president. And she did this just moments before his inauguration. Interesting, don't you think? I had this woman. I really don't know her. She's just seeking attention, I think. You remember she got fired. She was on The Apprentice. And then she got fired from the White House. Amorosa. And now she's speaking out against, who do you think she thinks is scary? She thinks he's scary? Be careful wishing what you get, wishing Trump is gone, because then you're going to have scary Pence? She thinks Pence is scary. And let me tell you why she thinks Pence is scary. First of all, I don't believe a word she's saying. But she says here, everyone's wishing for the impeachment. Might want to reconsider. She says, he's extreme, meaning President, Vice President Pence. She says, I'm a Christian. I love Jesus. But he thinks Jesus tells him to say things. I'm like, Jesus didn't say that. Who is this girl? This is a quote from her. It's not my pain meds. So I'm telling you, this is a quote from her. You know, Vice President Pence is taking a lot of heat from his visit in South Korea, the Olympics, because he didn't turn around and acknowledge or shake the hand of the sister of Kim Jong-un. Now, that was all set up. Surely you know that. That was all set up. And after what happened to the last person who shook a woman's hand that was related to Kim Jong-un, I don't think I'd shake any woman's hand. You remember what happened to his cousin? The media, they are already fawning all over North Korea like they're the good guys now. It says when North Korea announced it would be participating in this year's Winter Olympics in South Korea under a joint flag with the South, it was clear that some would attempt to normalize the regime. The speed at which the American media lapped up North Korea propaganda in the first weekend of the Olympics was absolutely stunning. Almost all of the major news networks and publications ran glowing profiles of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Jong-un, who has attended the games. So she's sitting right there behind our vice president. And behind, I think he was sitting next to South Korea's president. It's amazing that the same media that is so quick to slam the Trump administration for attacks on the press has apparently been clamoring to show the sunny side of an actual autocracy that allows no press freedom at all. We go back to that survey at the beginning of the show. They can say whatever they want when it suits their needs. So, President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence are the bad guys here, and North Korea, this innocent little sister of the dictator, they're the good guys. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. What did you think of the display that they have made against Vice President Pence? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. I was talking about the media fawning over North Korea. It didn't take them long to make them the good guy and President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence the bad guy. John Davidson, he's from the Washington Post, columnist, and they apologized. We apologize to North Korea. Can you believe that? They're apologizing to North Korea, who's been constantly threatening the United States. They're going to nuke Guam. They're going to nuke Hawaii. And they apologize. It goes on in this article. It says, CNN, not to be outdone, put its own puff piece on Kim Jong-un's sister, ran a piece criticizing Vice President Mike Pence for a missed opportunity at diplomacy with North Korea. Even though Pence said the U.S. is willing to have talks with North Korea under the right conditions. Well, maybe they should have taken a reset button. That would have fixed it, right? Just take a reset button to the Olympics. Turn around and hand Kim Jong-un's sister a reset button. You all do realize that was just a ploy, right? The fact that she was sitting there. The article stemmed from a single pro-North Korea source. According to CNN, the senior diplomatic source close to North Korea said that Pence degraded the image of the United States as a superpower by meeting with North Korea's defector and Fred Wambler. Now, if you remember, Fred Wambler, Rombier, is the father of the son. His son was murdered by North Korea. Isn't that something? An American is murdered, and the mainstream media and CNN, they're going to defend Kim Jong-un's sister over an American that's murdered. Are you getting all this? Are you following this mess? They'll say whatever they need to say at that moment to try and sway you. So, you know, they're going to go pretend that this girl has some kind of, I don't know. She needs to be defended. Her honor needs to be defended because Vice President Pence didn't shake her hand. Like I said, last man that shook a hand of a female that was related to Kim Jong-un didn't turn out so well. Do you really want your vice president shaking her hand? I don't think so. So the mainstream media, once again, is apologizing for the United States of America. Apologizing. Apologizing. And this Amorosa, she got fired, you know. She's been bitter ever since. She doesn't like President Donald Trump's tweets. And she thinks Pence is scary. So if you want to impeach President Donald Trump, you better stop and think about it, because Pence is even more scary. I don't know what she's talking about. You know that you can't win for losing with this mainstream media, because they're going to twist everything you do and say. Every single thing. Vice President Pence took a lot of heat because he made the statement that he doesn't go places to banquets or dinners if his wife cannot attend with him. And they were just aghast. You know, I can't believe he said that. Why would he say that? He must be terribly insecure. No, I think he's being terribly protective of his reputation and hers. Because it doesn't take a genius to figure out what the mainstream media is up to. The mainstream media is going to do whatever they can, say whatever they will, to sway you. Just like in those multiple choice questions earlier by Senator Barack Obama. When I see Mexican flags waved at pro-immigration demonstrations, I sometimes feel a flush of patriotic resentment. When I'm forced to use a translator to communicate with the guy fixing my car, I feel a certain frustration. This was Senator Barack Obama. Has he had a change of heart? Or did he realize those were the ones voting for him? And the Democrat platform in 2008, we cannot allow people to enter the United States undetected, undocumented, and unchecked. Those who enter our country's borders illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law. They lost more than an election, and they are fighting for all they can to hold on to their deep state bureaucracy. They got a racket going on. The D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. Now they've got to start an amnesty. Border security, they've got to get it on the table. They've got to start discussing it. I bet they wait till the last minute again. What do you think? They never do anything timely. But they've got to start a debate on that. Excuse me. The Senate will begin its immigration debate soon. How long do you think it'll take them? Because they're not going to get along. They're not going to get along. And they're not going to stand by. They're not going to stand by their own Democratic policies or platform from 2008. They're not going to stand by that, are they? Somebody ought to pull that out and show it to them. Maybe we'll send Ed to D.C. He'll do that. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm back. I'm a little weak, but I am back. And I appreciate all that you do as we come together to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSE Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.